Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to include your opinion. Just start, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Like politically?
In general, whatever pops into your mind first.
Oh, I would say just a very divisive culture.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Access to clean water.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I would say nothing that I can think of, really. I mean, pretty. I guess I wouldn't be as educated on that as much as I would like to be.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fine then. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Agriculture and farming?
10.
Oh, we're using the scale excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Thank you. Electric utilities?
Excellent.
Refining?
What was the other options?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. Medical manufacturing?
Excellent.
Mining?
Poor, I guess, or the lowest one, I don't know.
Thank you. And forest products?
Good.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the job of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups? We're using the same scale, by the way.
Okay.
Yes?
Go ahead. I didn't hear the question.
Yeah. How would you rate the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups?
Good.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
County Land Department?
Fair.
U.S. Forest Service?
Excellent.
Forest and timber industries?
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to the Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Fewer than harvested.
Thank you. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s?
Fewer.
Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I'd say yes.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, and county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
I'm so sorry. You cut off for a second?
I said no.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
No.
And do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Thank you. Now for something different. But before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, do you think or do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component in Minnesota's state economy, a significant component in Minnesota's state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
It's a major.
Thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Yes, I would support that.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest and forest industries?
Absolutely, yes.
Is that a yes support or yes support?
Yes, support.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you very much. And finally, these last few questions are about you and your household, and it is for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you very much.
Undergrad.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
35 and 59, I think you said.
50 and 64?
I'm 40. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Now, how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, far more rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000? $75,000 to $100,000 or $100,000 plus?
$75,000 to $100,000.
Thank you very much. And do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
And which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, or retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Business.
Business management?
You said it like, yeah, earlier, the first business one you said, sorry.
Oh, business or retail?
Business management, sorry.
Okay, yeah, because we do have business or retail sales and business management or administration.
Management.
Okay, thank you. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So we thank you very much for your participation, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, what's this for?
Well, we're not told, so we don't influence your opinions, but we are an independent research company.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.